The 100 Marathon Club by Darren Smith. Number 7. Athens, 13th of November 2016. For my last marathon of the year, and my 6th in my first full year of running marathons, my running buddies were dispersed around the globe, from the United States to the heights of the Himalayas in Nepal. I, however, was heading to Athens for the granddaddy of them all. The authentic Athens Marathon, as it labels itself, is epic in so many ways. Starting at sunrise in an amphitheatre in the town of Marathon, surrounded by low hills and olive groves. The Olympic flame burning away in a cauldron and a row of poles topped with the flags of the world. You run past the Marathon Museum and statues of Pheidippides. Anyway, the guy who inspired it all. The locals come out to cheer you on, handing you olive branches to carry into Athens in yet more symbolism. You finish with a half lap of the Panathenaic Stadium in the shadow of the Acropolis, to the cheers of the crowd filling the horseshoe-shaped venue from their marble seating. That level of epic. I'm not overplaying it. I'm looking back after 45 marathons and above, having run in 15 countries, and the national marathon of many of them, and Athens still sticks in the mind as being the original, bound in history. History that you are a little brainwashed by on the early morning buses to the start. As I said, you start in Marathon and finish in Athens. It is a point-to-point race, rather than a loop that finishes somewhere close to the start line, if not at the same point, as with most races. Here they bus you out to the start at stupid o'clock. This, of course, is not great for those of us who suffer from motion sickness, and I was already green to the gills as we arrived. The sun poking its head over the hills, a little chilly, even though we knew it would be sweltering later. At the expo the day before, in one of the halls from the last Olympics, in our race packs, we were given baseball caps sponsored by the national airline. I had binned mine, and it would turn out to be a bit of a mistake. The race itself, despite its grand start steeped in history and its mind-blowing finish, was literally a 30-kilometre slow climb along one side of the main motorway to Athens. After a loop of the marathon area passing the museum, you joined a 3-lane army of people on a slow uphill plod. I hadn't thought about it much. Most race routes are totally abstract to me when I read them or look at the map. This one was no different. I knew of the elevation, though, but didn't put two and two together and work out that it would absolutely destroy my foot, given that I was still suffering from plantar fasciitis. The PF had not gone away in the month since Beachy Head, despite plenty of rest, rehab exercises, anti-inflammatories, and rolling those ice-cold beer bottles under it straight from the freezer. And so the climb was agony. It meant I slowed a lot, walked a lot, I winced a lot. I used taking photos of the event as an excuse to stop, and would take my time at all the water stops, and even head into a convenience store or two to buy ice-cold drinks to quench my thirst. On this particular day, the sun was relentless. Within a couple of hours of the start, I was baking on the motorway, and people were dropping out left, right, and centre. The other side of the motorway, you saw them in huddles, waiting for buses to pick them up and take them to the finish. It was carnage, and I was getting burned. Binning the free hat was a mistake, and I needed a miracle, and I spotted one about 5 miles into the race. Someone, probably one of those dropping out, had tossed their cap the other side of the road. I couldn't look a Trojan horse in the mouth and so clambered over the central reservation, plucked up the cap and placed it on my reddening pate. And from here, I could relax. One less thing to worry about. I had already decided time was not important on a sunny uphill race. And so I focused on enjoying myself as I hit small towns of supporters, high-fiving the kids and giving the thumbs up to the local crowd. Although it would turn out that this would be a mistake. In many areas of the world, a thumbs up signal is interpreted as meaning okay or I agree. However, in Iran, Afghanistan, Nigeria, South America, the Middle East and Italy and Greece, it is an obscene insult meaning sit on this, and is the equivalent of holding up a middle finger. So, as you can imagine, I was effectively running through little villages on the way to Athens, sticking my middle fingers up at the crowd and telling them all to sit on it. International incidents aside, if you see the elevation map of the route, the drop-off is sudden. And as you are running, you really start to notice it after hours of climb. Suddenly your pace picks up, the aching quads are given some respite, and you start to enjoy yourself. You pass more statues, Parliament is on the side of the road, and you turn onto the main streets of the city, where it all suddenly becomes familiar. This is where you ate and drank the last couple of days. There is your hotel. And here is the final turn into the Panathenaic Stadium. You start to get emotional. You well up. The roar of the crowd is constant as you enter the stadium and start one horseshoe lap. A guy was on the floor, medics over him looking very concerned. To my left, a troop of Polish soldiers dressed as Spartans ran in formation, complete with helmets, shields, spears, and all in sandals. But you tune out all the bad and the good. You try to focus. The finish line is in sight, and the aches and pains, the throbbing of the PF in my heel, and the sunburn is forgotten. For 100 yards of bouncy rubber track and a historic stadium finish. Looking back, I was not happy with my time, but I felt like I had taken part in something special, something historic. So much so, it would, 2 years later, become the first marathon that I would run twice. And I did have to go back to share just how amazing the experience was with my friends. I couldn't recommend it highly enough. This is the first race that I would have to recommend everybody at least run once. Next up, Cakeathon.